This episode of Growth Minded is brought to you by Magic Mind. I'm so excited for this collaboration with Magic Mind, as Forbes has dubbed Magic Mind as Silicon Valley's new morning elixir. For those looking to improve their morning routine, I'd highly recommend Magic Mind for focus, energy, and productivity. Recent studies reveal that procrastination has more to do with raised levels of stress than being lazy. Most people think coffee helps them with procrastination, when instead, coffee raises your cortisol levels, causing anxiety and stress, which in return brings more desire to procrastinate. The adaptogens inside Magic Mind help reduce your stress levels so that your productivity doesn't take a hit. During the hashtag 14 Days of Magic Challenge, for each 10,000 views, the hashtag 14 Days of Magic gets on social media, Magic Mind will donate $10 towards the reforestation of the Amazon rainforest. Each 1 million views brings in $1,000 towards donations. Please use the discount code GROWTH14. Again, that's GROWTH14 when visiting magicmind.co, and follow their Instagram at magicmind for more information. Welcome to another episode of Growth Minded. I'm your host, Ed Hayes. Today, I'm going to be reviewing a book by Thibaut Malice, Master Your Emotions, A Practical Guide to Overcome Negativity and Better Manage Your Feelings. So this book immediately jumped out to me because my nickname with, my coworkers and then even with my family is Steady Eddie. I tend to have mental calmness despite some of the noise around me, whether it's at work or whether it's dealing with people or the relationships that I have. So I'm sure most of us are, living with stress, whether it's relationships or work, your financial situation, or some of the concerns around the world. We live in a stressful world, so I wanted to learn how to better master my emotions, so I'm not living in a constant state of anxiety and fear, but rather coming from a place where I'm peaceful, where I am, wanting to learn more, where I'm curious and where I want to grow. More like of an intrinsic motivation for the things that I do, rather than like a reactive approach to maybe some of the noise or the stresses that may come up in my day-to-day life. So this book, Master Your Emotions, immediately grabbed my attention. And emotions determine the quality of our lives, and they affect every aspect of it. So the inability to master them can prevent us from fulfilling our potential. And how we react to things is one of the last human freedoms. There's a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson: "You become what you think about all day long." So we each have the choice to use our minds to make our lives heaven on earth or living hell. So a little bit of background about our minds. In the quest for survival, like our ancestors may have faced death hundreds or thousands of times. Like the brain is hardwired for survival. However, these days, it's less about physical survival because we're all pretty much at a better place than we were thousands of years ago. However, our brain makeup has remained pretty much the same, even though our economic situation has improved drastically for the majority of the world. So we must actively take control of our emotions because looking for the next threat and looking for, or like feeling anxious is the brain's natural state. So on today's episode, I wanted to touch on some of the coolest concepts that I found from Master Your Emotions. The first one being the negativity bias and how our brain is basically hardwired to look for the negative or the bad on a day-to-day. I want to speak on some of the misconceptions about emotions and how to change the feelings that we have after strong emotions come up. And then finally, I have a slide on like a care package. Like these are basically practical things that I do on a day-to-day basis, or, you know, weekly basis, that if a trigger comes up, if a stressful situation comes up, I can rely on some of these habits to fall back on to help regulate my emotions and kind of get back to feeling good, to feeling at peace, and to enjoying my life. And then I'll wrap things up with some of my favorite quotes from the book. So jumping into the first concept is the negativity bias. So on this picture, for those of you watching along on YouTube, there's a stick figure. And the thought is, you know, this guy is thinking, why is life so unfair? He's looking at this one little bad thing that's happening to him in life. And behind him, what he's failing to realize are these, you know, dozens or hundreds of great things or good things that are happening to him in life. So this basically illustrates the negativity bias and how we're hardwired to look for the bad rather than the good. And fear of rejection is one example of a bias towards negativity. In the past, being rejected from your tribe would reduce your chances of survival significantly, which is why the brain was hardwired that way, and it still is to this day. Therefore you learn to look for any sign of rejection, and this became hardwired to your brain. Nowadays we tend to look out for the negatives in our lives, and we may underestimate the good and the positives that we have. But we have to remember that now most of our fears are a threat only to our ego, not to our survival. Generally, these aren't physical threats, but imaginary ones. So if we can master our emotions, if we could keep our ego in check, master our thoughts, we have a good chance at living a happy life. And more on that in the next slide. I'm going to speak on like how you can help master your emotions. So it was often believed that actions follow emotions. Like you have a thought, I want to do more yoga, for example. I want to get more exercise. Then you would have a feeling, you know what? I want to do yoga right now. I want to work out right now. And then your behavior would be, all right, I'm doing yoga. And this is how I often thought behavior worked. However, the reverse is actually true. So the key way that we can control our happiness is by controlling our behavior. If we accept that emotions are transient, we let them pass without strongly identifying with them, we can control our behavior, and then we can control our emotions. So feelings follow behavior, and that's the key to unlocking new habits. If a bad thought comes your way, that's your cue, that's your trigger to change your behavior, which will change your feeling for the good or the bad. So my next slide is like practical ways that you can change your behavior after a bad thought comes into your mind. So this is the emotional care package, for example. One thing you could do is create like a playlist for yourself to put you in a certain mood. So if you do want to work out, if you do want to go to yoga or play basketball, but your thoughts aren't there, you're not really feeling it, one small step you can take is to listen to a playlist that's more like upbeat, that'll get you, you know, feeling good. By listening to like music, it's been proven that it has effects on how it changes your mood, it influences your mood. Another step would be you have a poor thought or you want to exercise, get your shoes on and go for a run. Studies have shown like after you run or after you exercise, that's when the endorphins will come through. And that's when you'll get that runner's high, for example, or the highs you get when you do exercise. Other strategies that you can take to help master your emotions would be like getting a good night's sleep, trying to get 8 hours or more on a daily basis. I've read studies about journaling and practicing daily gratitude. It's a habit that I do when things get a little bit too much, when there's a little bit too much noise, a little bit too much stress. I'll write down things that I'm grateful for, and it helps keep you grounded. I think it has effect on your dopamine as well. It has an effect on like all the major systems of your body. So that could be another way to help influence and change your behavior. Even reading has a similar effect. So those are, some more behaviors that you can take as well. I have a picture of a coffee cup here too. Especially during COVID, it was easy to like go down the rabbit hole of anxiety and fear a little bit. So sometimes the best thing you can do is get up and get out and go somewhere else. I worked from coffee shops for a little bit during COVID, and I probably wasn't feeling it when I got in the car, but by the time I drove back from the coffee shop, maybe spending a few days there, or a few hours, I should say, I had a better feeling and a better outlook on life after you change your environment. So that's what that kind of stands for. If you change your environment, if you get outside, if you go for a walk, you enjoy like nature around you, go to a park, that can help you regulate your emotions and have you feel better or so. And then finally, like meditation is another practice that you can use to distance yourself from your thoughts. This helps reduce the power and their impact that you have. Because a lot of strong emotions come from interpretation, identification, and repetition. So meditation is a way to help, I guess, distance yourself again from those thoughts, not get so attached, and just kind of see them float through as if, I guess, a cloud or something, and not really get so attached on some of the stronger emotions that you may have. And then finally, here are some of my favorite quotes from the book. First quote would be, "Emotions signal you to do something about your current situation. Perhaps you need to let go of some people, quit your job, or remove a disempowering story that creates suffering in your life." Another quote, "While you keep track of all your mistakes and awkward moments, nobody else does. People are simply too busy worrying about themselves." Here's a good one. "No matter how mentally tough you are, you'll still experience sadness, grief, or depression in your life. Hopefully, not all at the same time and not continually. At times, you'll feel disappointed, betrayed, insecure, resentful, or ashamed. You'll doubt yourself and doubt your ability to be the person you want to be. But that's okay because emotions come, but more importantly, they go." Final quote, "When you're 20, you care about what everyone thinks. When you're 40, you stop caring what everyone thinks. And when you're 60, you realize no one was ever thinking about you in the first place." So that's Growth Minded for today. We spoke on master your emotions, the negativity bias, why our brains are hardwired to think the way they do. We spoke through how behavior actually works. Feelings follow behavior. I shared some habits and techniques that you can use whenever unwanted thoughts come your way. And then finally, shared some quotes, some of my favorite quotes from Master Your Emotions. This was another episode of Growth Minded. I hope you enjoyed. Until next time, I'm your host, Ed Hayes. Have a good night.